You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hey, it's Kaysunga. I just want to let you know that today's episode has a bit of explicit content, namely a curse word. So listener discretion is advised.
Headspace Studios.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome back to Radio Headspace. I'm Kaysunga, and it's indeed Thursday. To the best of my ability, I've been answering the questions that some of you have sent my way. And today's inquiry, I can totally relate to. It's about raising teenagers. Now, if you happen to not have teenagers, please, please don't automatically dismiss today's episode. Remembering the words that myself and the other Headspace teachers offer can really be applied to any and all aspects of life in general. Okay, so today's inquiry reads as so. Any advice for fellow parents of teenagers? I'm all ears. I find myself lost in thoughts and worry about their futures so much more than my own. It's so natural for all of us to fall into a space of worry. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with worrying. Where it gets dicey is when we allow it to consume us. And I think that's where this person finds themselves. They even say it, lost in thoughts and worry about their children. So I must say kudos to this person for at least being aware that the worry is consuming their mind state. That's almost half the battle. Now the next step is to intentionally let it go. But how? I'm almost positive that I've mentioned before what a former teacher of mine had to say about worry. They stated that worry is a meditation on shit. Well, this has literally become one of my mantras when I find myself in the space of worrying. Worry is a meditation on shit. I feel this just sums it up so beautifully. Absolutely nothing is gained from worrying except increased stress levels. It's so easy for worry to snowball into a cycle of negative thinking. So this mantra can be an intentional next step when finding yourself in a space of worry. If you don't want to use the cuss word, then perhaps saying something to the effect of, "Okay, I'm totally in a space of worry right now, and I know with complete certainty that worry serves absolutely no purpose to me." Allowing yourself to say this mantra or something to this effect, it creates a pause and just enough space for you to shift into gently letting go of the worry. And even if the worry persists, that's okay. You're now in a space of skillfully responding instead of reacting. So a skillful response here might be to actually go to your child or loved one and give them a loving hug and tell them how much you love them. Or perhaps make an entry in your gratitude journal, writing down 3 things that you're grateful for. Or maybe even doing absolutely nothing. That is always an option too. The overall idea here is to acknowledge the worry and to not let the worry consume and control you. And of course, this is easier said than done. It takes consistent practice. So, as always, being gentle and patient with yourself during this journey. An excellent meditation you can do in the app is called Coping with Worries. All right, pausing there for now. I hope this was helpful. And if you want to hear more advice from me and the other teachers, take a listen to our new show called Dear Headspace. We answer all sorts of questions about mindfulness, love, life, and really anything. You can find Dear Headspace in the app or anywhere that you listen to your podcast. All right, looking forward to closing the week out with you tomorrow. Have a happy and healthy day.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.